Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. This is hour two of Saturday, November the 4th, 2023 show. This is November the 4th, 2023. Man, time goes faster downhill, I guess. It just amazes me. It's been almost 2 years since Mr. Stadmiller's death. That'd be tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Just realize that, Joe. But thank you for joining me, Thought Criminals. There's a chat room. Hello, beyond my Thought Crime Live, Chetango. And I had a guest the first hour. If you just join us, Simon Rosh. I was mispronouncing his name for Swedlanders. .org, who's in, from South Africa and in the U.S. He's about to head to go. He has a speaking engagement with the League of the South right now. He couldn't stay for the second hour, but I thought he was a good guest. He was warning us about what's transpiring here in our country. Looks very similar, and he's especially warning us how many people are pouring over the border. That I guess the rest of the world looks at us and we should see ourselves from their eyes once in a while. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, you know, we have been dropping all these bombs on these people, and it's like, especially since the 9/11 thing, you know, we had that World War II myth to cling to for a while, even though Vietnam tarnished their image. It's still, for a lot of the world, when they'd see that flag, they would think freedom or something, you know. But not anymore. No, they don't look at it that way, if they ever did. And I definitely don't. I mean, I've learned the past three years that this Constitution was a con from the beginning, too. I didn't realize that. You know, the people that created our Constitution had no legal authority to do so, and in doing so, committed treason against the nations that sent them there to amend the Articles of Confederation of those nations. So that's just the bottom line as a fact. It can be shown from the original source documents. My associate, Michael Gaddy, has done that. And, I mean, once I saw that, you can't unsee it. You know, there's some things you just can't unsee. And I know we've all had those moments. If we are listening, if you're a truther or whatever, there's a moment where you say, if you woke up from things, if you've been awake to it all along, I don't know. I don't know many people who have. But at some point, you'll see that the construct that you've been fed, the programming will become obvious to you. And, you know, once I saw that was the fact, you know, that this whole thing, there's no going back to that to make things better. We can't go back to make them better. We're going to have to go in the other direction and do things differently. And you know, I don't know, just banded together, like the guy said to start with, is because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, I'm afraid. I think that he's correct. And I see I've got some callers, so I will take y'all's calls this hour, and let me encourage you to help him out too if you can, because he's going around the country and trying to wake people up to get us motivated to prepare, I guess, because you know it's coming. I mean, the same things that they're doing. It's ridiculous when our own government's doing it to us, too, bringing all these people in and then paying them with our grandkids' money, basically. You know, that just boggles my mind. It's insanity. Anyway, let me go to the callers here. First up, I have Charlie in Florida. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for the call, sir.
Hey, Stephen. Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, I hear you. Yes, sir. You sound good.
Okay, great. You know, I got to tell you, I'm so glad that you had this man on here. I've been saying for several couple of years now that this problem that they've been having in South Africa is going to come here. And people will say to me, they say, oh, no, it's not going to happen. We don't have the large black population like they do over there in South Africa and everything. But, you know, this man was... is dead correct with this immigration that we got coming in here. illegal immigration in the large numbers, and I didn't realize the numbers were as high as what he was saying. I knew they were bad, but I didn't know they were as bad as what he was saying. That, you know, this makes an army. And, you know, those people over in South Africa, what they've done is they've been killed in the most horrible ways, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, torturous ways. You know, and the only way they've been able to fight this thing over there is by banding together, like he was talking about. This is such an important topic. I really do believe that could be coming here to this country. And it's going to devolve into something like this. I really, truly believe. And I'm so glad you covered it, because those people in South Africa, they really need our help. But more than anything else, we need to wake up here in this country and realize that this is what could be planned for this country here and this to take us over. I truly believe that it could very well happen here. And we really do need to start forming these groups like he's talking about, because that's how they fought it over there. That's the only way, because they were isolating the South African farmers and attacking their farms. And until they started uniting together and warning each other and sticking together, and they actually got together and had to shoot these people, kill them off, start fighting back, defending themselves with guns. You know, that's what it came down to over there.
Yes, sir. Sorry for talking over you, Charlie. That's a subject that I meant to bring up with him, was the way that they'd gone to take over the farms and how what it had done to the agriculture. That same thing happened in Rhodesia, too, and all that. Yeah, that we just I had originally hoped that he would be able to stay for both hours, but he's had that other engagement. I agree with you completely, Charlie.
Yeah, they're actually starved themselves out over there because no one's farming now. And they're running out of food and everything else over there. So they're a victim of their own, oppression. But, of course, we want to send food and stuff over there to them. We want to be the babysitter for everybody, you know, over here. Yeah. But I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm so glad you brought this up, because I've been saying to people for years, we have to watch it because our country's going to go just like they did over in South Africa. And we have that possibility happening here. We absolutely do. And I'm so glad you had him on here. It was a very important topic, I think.
Thank you, Charlie. Yeah, we may not have as high a black population, but the whites are becoming more and more in minority in many places around the country. And when I look out now, sometimes when I'm out in public here, just in upstate South Carolina, and the whites are the minority. We they're fewer of us than all of the rest. I mean, they're not one particular group, but we're down below half.
Well, you see, when they join together, though, and attack in mass like that, you see, mm-hmm. and to unexpected people, they can overtake. You see, we don't have to be the majority. When they go together in huge groups, and that's what they were doing over there.
Point also was that our government is just as corrupt as that, when you see that they're facilitating this invasion on the border. And, you know, look how many train wrecks have we had? You can see how the infrastructure here is crumbling, too. The parallels are ominous. You know, I thought it was something I really wanted folks to hear, you know.
Well, I think you did a good job.
I always appreciate your calls, Charlie. All right, I got a couple of more. If anybody else would like to join the conversation, 512-248-2522, I believe. Let me.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it always. 512-248-8252. If anyone else would like to join the conversation. And then next up, I have Tom in Florida. Tom, how are you, sir? Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Good morning, Stephen. Another good, a very good call by Charlie there. He's right on the money. Stephen, listen, we got to get really serious now. What is going on? Because, you know, you guys are bringing up all these wonderful points, but listen, right now, you have Congress people in Congress, okay? Today, they were saying, oh, we're going to have to kick the Palestinians out of here. Oh, really? You want to kick the Palestinians out of here, but everybody else is welcome to stay to come here illegally? I mean, we got nincompoops in both parties. The Republicans, the Democrats, they're all criminals. They're all corrupt. Like Charlie said, we've got so much corruption in Washington. It's disgusting. Tumbling buffoonery. Biden is going to be indicted, I believe, next week. Comer, Jamie Comer's got enough evidence to put this guy. I believe he could actually go to the gallows. Joe Biden and Hunter. It's not Donald Trump. It's Joe Biden. This is a dirty Irish. He said he's an Irishman. I'm Irish, okay, Stephen? Mm-hmm. This guy says he's Irish, but he's for abortion. He's for homosexuality. And he's for the invasion of our country to annihilate white, Caucasian, Northern European stock males as it put them back into the minority group. We're going to be the minority here. Look, I'm going to start giving out some wonderful points here. South Florida, 8% of the population in South Florida is white, Anglo-American. The rest are Hispanic and Afro-American. Okay? How did this happen? You let all these Cubans come in here. I don't want to go into Cuba. I have a lot of great friends and they're great patriots. No question about it. I think they love this country a lot more than a lot of white people do. But I will tell you this. They tell their women, they breed. Okay? White women are not breeding for their white men. That's what bottom line is. Putin knows that in Russia, Stephen.
Yeah, you're right Tom. You're right. I'm sorry but yes, that's something I have noticed a lot more, too. There's not enough white families anymore. We are dying out to that. That's one of the reasons I really enjoy so much going to those events, seeing young white families that there's at least one contingent of the people that are fighting back, trying to continue the race and all. But it's so, you're right. We don't make enough whites to replace ourselves even.
And you know what, Stephen? With the fact,
yeah.
You know what the sad fact of this whole situation is, Stephen? The white women are so beautiful. Our women are so. We have the most beautiful women in the world, man. The white Caucasian Nordic European women are gorgeous, and we're not breeding. We're now they're having commercials with blonde women with Afro Americans and all these commercials. I mean, what are the black women thinking of all this? They're not happy. We got to start realizing what the black women want to be with their black men, just like the white men want to be with their white women. And we got to stop this nonsense. Well, it's all come on. That was never acceptable. And you know what? I'm not. That's not being racist. I'm just saying, hey, man, you black women want to be with their black men, and white women should be with their white men. What the hell? And Putin right now is paying the Russian women in Russia to all have babies. He's giving them rubles to have. You know, he'll give them like whatever equivalent of like $40,000-$50,000 American money to have white babies in Russia. You can't blame Putin for that. What are the Jews doing in Israel and Israel? They're doing that, but white women in the United States shouldn't have white babies. I mean, this is disgusting what this government's getting away. This government's so damn disgusting, corrupt and disgusting. It's disgraceful. It absolutely is disgraceful, Steve, what they've done to this country. Horrifying. And look at the border. Look at homosexuality all over the place now, promoted. Oh, it's a wonderful thing. I mean, where's the Christian leadership? Well, no, we don't have no leadership. They're all cowards. They're all kowtowing like a bunch of whiny babies for money. It's all about the money. Follow the money train. The money trail, Stephen, and you damn well know it. Everybody knows it. Look what they've done to our health care in this country with all these illegal aliens pouring in here. You try to get a good health care in South Florida, you're going to be in line for hours. It's horrible.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace what they've done. And you know what? We got Congress people are a bunch of cowards. They're all for the money. Every one of these coward Congress people, when they get into Congress, Stephen, they become whimpering cowards for the money. They shut their mouths. They promise one thing. They don't do nothing. They don't deliver on nothing. And until white people start really waking up and saying this is a total, all-out disgrace. And by the way, there's so many issues to talk about. You could go on for hours and hours and hours and days talking about how the Zong has corrupted this government. You know, they keep talking about how great their elite forces are. Well, what the hell? It was white Christian men who went in World War I and World War II to save their stink ass. All we hear is about how bad white people are. This has got to come to a screeching halt, man. Stop right immediately.
Yeah, let me ask you, Tom, what did you think of James Traficant speak? I mean, I can't think of many that I have any kind of respect for, but he tried to stand up a little bit more for the truth, don't you think?
Absolutely.
You familiar with him?
And, you know,
yeah, yeah.
We need more guys like that. We need more people like that that are going to tell the truth. You know, Stephen, I've been hearing about how crazy David Dukes is. David Dukes is a Mensa brain. And the Jews don't like it when you say you got white guys or Mensa. They think they're all these Jews like they're the chosen one. Chosen my ass. I'm a Jew for Jesus Christ. That's what you, how you beat these people, Stephen. You beat them by telling them that I'm a Jew, but I believe in Jesus Christ. And they can't handle that. And no rabbi can get in your face and tell you, no, yeah, I am. No, I'm a Jew for Jesus. What do you not understand, Jew? Like Tony would say from Chicago, the Christ killers. They killed Jesus Christ, man. Okay, Tony's 100% right. You know how you beat the Jews? You got to use words like they do. I'm a Jew for Jesus, and you're the one that killed Jesus, you Jews, who don't believe in the Son of God. That's how you beat them. You got to play that game. It's a game with these Jews. That's how they got the banking system. That's how they control the banks. Hey, I'm gonna get this money. I'm going to keep this money in. Well, there's two kinds of people in this world. There's the horses and then there's drivers. So giddy up. Yuck, 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 yuck. That's how the Jews think. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's the horses and there's drivers. And they're the drivers and they're saying, giddy up. That's exactly what they're thinking. I know their mindset. That's how you beat them, Steve.
Hey, Tom, I hear the break coming up. Thanks very much. I always appreciate your call, sir. We'll be right back after the break.
Marching outside my window in the rain. I play checkers. I'm sick of checkers. I'm sick of pain.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Criminals, I appreciate you joining me. I wanted to mention this one video that, before I go back to the next caller. It's I don't have a clip to play from this prepared, but I mentioned this channel's work before. It's called Truth Stream Media. Aaron and Melissa Dykes do this. I think they're in Texas, in somewhere in Texas, and this is it's Welcome to the Fifth Generation Cywar is the name of the video. It's from 8 days ago, and then it's called Truth Stream Media. This is like half an hour long, I think, or more, but they go into the documents of the military's procurement and what they are getting contractors to do, and it's incredible. Okay, I mean, it's there right there. They do very good work too. I remember watching a video where this woman described how she had healed herself from a lot of different afflictions too. When she was, she went through a similar kind of experience. She really inspired me to try to take back my health too. I want to give her a shout out for that too. A few years ago when I first heard her story and what she had done, and I kind of tried to follow suit, and it worked out for me. So thanks, Melissa. If anybody knows. Could pass that on if you know them, and it's a very. I wanted to pass that video out because I talk about the fifth generation war a lot, and it explains things very well as to what that could mean. It's not as clearly defined, it turns out, as one might think. It's kind of being defined by the times, I guess. That may be one way to put it. And anyway, thanks. For listening to that, y'all, and I have another caller. We have Patrick in Texas. Patrick, thank you very much for calling, sir.
Thanks, Stephen. You're talking about the Boers being Holocaust. It was like the Southerners of America were the first to be Holocausted by these people, and they starved them out is what they did in the Virginia Valley there. And the Boers, they rounded up all the women and children, put them in concentration camps. Well, actually, the women and children. The men stayed out there and fought. And the women, if their males were out there fighting, they would cut their rations in half. They ended up killing 30,000 women and children by starving them, and only 6,000 were the male combatants. And it's all because Rothschild wanted that property down there. They instigated, with a skirmish, and it's the same thing. I just wanted to point out they come in with massive force. They had the Canadians, the British, the New Zealands, the Australians, all of them were on the were taking money for military action against the poor Boer down there. They couldn't stand up to that kind of force. And that's what they did to us. They brought in the Russians. They hired, you know, immigrants left and right in the north. So they're not going to play around. They know how to use force. And Simon's right. You know, the Christians and Caucasians, and the saying of the bear, God and Mauser. And thank you for taking my call.
Well, hey, thanks, Patrick. And look, it looks to me like they're doing it again, too, right here, right now. It's like getting ready to, anyway, to us. That really is what it looks like, isn't it? Oh, I think Patrick has gone. I always appreciate your call, sir. And next, I have Rich in Pennsylvania. Rich, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Howdy, yes, go ahead.
I put my two cents in on the invasion issue. I have a niece. She came over here from overseas for a visit. She speaks perfect English.
Sir, can you hold on to the break? Okay. Thanks very much. We'll be right back, Thought Criminals.
And it's high, ho, hey. I am a bold marauder. And it's high, ho. Silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover. And I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar. And I will show you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, in trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What?
Maybe if it was quick equality, that might be cool, but otherwise, no. How about an inward pass? Have you ever received an inward pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Douglas Whitener, your host for Thought Crime Live. And if you'd like to join the conversation, you might have room for another 512-248-8252. I have Rich from Pennsylvania on the line, and you started to talk, I think, about, you said the invasion, sir. Was that what I heard?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'll try to make it quick. My niece came to visit.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, my niece came to visit from overseas, and she speaks perfect English. And she came over here the legal way, so she had to get a visa. She would like to work, so she had to apply for a green card, and then you have to go into a lottery, and she won't know until 2025. So I called my, you know, I was kind of angry about all these illegal invaders over here, but they don't pay taxes. I mean, they don't take the, not that I'm in favor of the injections, but, I mean, they're just coming across our borders. There's already 8 million of them. That's the 13th largest state in the country. And so I called Congress and Senate, and I got a hold of one of the Congress people and I tried explaining that to them, you know, and about the 8 million of them over here. And the 8 million came from when Senator Kennedy was grilling the head of DHS on the Senate floor, and he told, the DHS didn't even know, so he told him there's 8 million over here. And they didn't have any, you know, they didn't have any of the statistics. So really, it's just so totally out of control. But anyway, the Congress people that got back to me told me I'd need to call the bar, the British Accredited Registry. Like, they're going to help me.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess with the status or whatever for your niece, maybe what they were trying to imply, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, did you hear about the proposal that the governors could band together to enforce the border? It seems that our quote-unquote federal government has no interest in doing it. They're undermining this. They've been caught doing this. They've been caught on a WhatsApp with Mexican immigration facilitating the illegal crossing, you know, by the thousands, you know, just processing these people. And they're not, like you said, they're not migrants. They're illegal. And then once they get here, then they give them cards and pay them more than a Social Security person gets here. I mean, how is that sanity, sir? I mean, I didn't, you know,
it's,
I don't
know.
No.
My niece doesn't get any of that stuff. You know, nobody, yeah. She doesn't ask for any handouts. And the governors, sounds to me like that should be the governor's job to keep them out of their state. I mean, that's what they're elected for.
They give them refugee status, and I mean, now they're climate refugees and economic refugees, and okay, we ain't got no more room for refugees, man. We full up.
They're not even refugees. I asked about that.
No,
I said, well,
exactly.
I asked if my niece can apply for refugee status, and they're like, no, that's too complicated of a process. They're just letting these people in. I don't even know if they're monitoring them. They just, like you said, they got the gate held open with the track hose or whatever, and they're just letting them, the gates are welded open in Arizona. I mean, they're just letting them flood over here to destroy the white. It's the Kalergi plan and the Cloward Pippen strategy.
Exactly. Combined. Absolutely right. You're right, sir. But even once they get here, they can sign up for this stuff and not have to give the status. It's, you know, it's very frustrating to see. And most, and who knows, they don't have no idea who it's coming across, you know. And with all this stuff going on, with the war ramping up, it's we're letting in cells. There's no doubt about it. It's like, yeah, in fact, that probably facilitating that too, you know. Wow, that was kind of like the point in my whole first hour was said, this is coming, y'all. This, you better get ready, kind of thing. I think was his main message. And any plan, you know, you can't do that out in the open. That's why people have been trying to meet up in real time to know who you can and who you can't count on. But I don't think it'll happen all at once. I think it's going to be a still boiling the frog. How do you think? I mean, they're letting these people in like this now. Maybe they will have somehow a pause. I don't know. They did kind of pause it a bit with Trump. It slowed a little bit.
Well, a lot of our young fighting age men are going to be overseas in all these, created conflicts. They're not even war because we never declare war. And but really the militia, we the people are the militia. We could hold them back, but that's why they want to disarm us. They're not going to allow us that opportunity.
No, sir. Yeah, it's very frustrating. I have been wanting to. My wife is always telling me, "You guys got to organize, you know." But as soon as you do, then it's a conspiracy to riot, you know. I've had the people on my show who were part of the Patriot Front who were arrested for conspiracy to riot, and they had just organized a counter protest here against this drag queen story hour. So we do. Yeah. I think we really, literally live in the USSA now, Rich. That seems to be what it looks like to me.
It's like some kind of anti-Christ agenda. Anything Christian or, you know, good or family related is, that's a good, I can't remember if I ever heard you mention, but Europa, The Last Battle, that's a really great documentary. It explains a lot in there. It's very educational.
About 10 hours worth, I think. I have seen that, yes, sir.
Not that it's any help, but people want to be on the right side of history. That's why I did it. I know it's not going to help, but at least I knew that I had to do something to speak up against this invasion. I mean, well, first of all, the invasion, I called about that, but I also called about the genocidal slaughter of the people in Gaza. Yes. I called this Capitol switchboard. Anybody should be able to remember this number. It's 877. You don't even need to know the numbers. Just remember 877. The rest of it is SOBUSOB. That's pretty easy to remember. 877-SOB-USOB. Then you can call and talk to any representative, Senate or Congress, and you can just, unload on them. You know, you'll feel a lot better. I know I did, but not that I know it wasn't going to help, but I know I'm going to be on the right side of history anyway.
Yeah. I remember back years ago, I would when they would pull out the key words, me and my friend would say bomb Clinton and White House three or four times in a row, rant at them because they would go to that conversation to say and flip off the sky for the satellite. Well, now they have this handy little device here in my hand. I can, yeah. Anyway, yeah, at the times they're changed. Well, listen, thanks very much for listening and for the call, Rich. I do have another caller to get to.
Keep up the great work.
Keep
up the great work. Thank you. God bless.
Oh, thank you. Yes, sir. Thanks very much.
Can I have one quick final thought?
Sure, go ahead.
No real man would vote for a woman to rule over him. So we don't want no woman president. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. And James in Vancouver. Howdy, James. Thanks for the call, sir.
Yeah, good morning. It's raining like hell up here. It's been doing it all night long. What's the weather down there?
Oh man, it is sunny. It was cold overnight. We've had to freeze here now. What was pretty much most everything in the garden got knocked out. It was down in the 20s a couple of nights. Not super super cold, but it's kind of early. Usually it's the 11th of November, I think, was when it was sometime in October. But it's nice and sunny. Yeah, you know, yeah. Despite the world, you know, we've got empire falling all around. That we've got right. going on. Yeah.
Well, we got people coming in from all over the world here too, I think, is where I live here in this particular part. I haven't seen these kind of people since I moved here. So I think they're doing the work in the same agenda as they're doing down your way. It's just that it's not so much obvious how they get in here. They don't sort of cross the border. They're just being brought in on planes and such. And then, of course, what we have here is the white people. I think a lot have been taken out by those shots because where I live here, I don't see people that I used to see 2 years ago. And so they're either turned into zombies or they're dead. So there's my observations for the day. Back to you.
Yeah, you know, I had a doctor on who talked about how she'd seen a lot sicker. Her patients were a lot more of them had been dying and getting a lot sicker. It's obvious yeah. to people who are. It's just yeah. Don't forget, they're still putting out those shots, y'all. That's a good point because I hadn't mentioned them in a while. And it's if you got those shots, oh, I'm so glad I got. Didn't get those. I got the H1N1, and it hurt. That I was stupid enough to do that, and it meant I definitely felt bad. You know, I could tell the difference. I don't know how it would have happened. My vision went in almost really bad right after I had those shots, and just once I looked back into it, I was an idiot for taking them. And these right here, it's just ridiculous that these gene therapies, what they are, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're probably 10,000 times worse. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary to see people that I know who are talking about. They have these certain complaints, you know, especially if it's myocarditis and then these turbo cancers that are showing up.
Yeah.
She said that she'd seen cancers like she'd never seen before. Yeah, she was a skin doctor, a dermatologist, and since the shots, it was blatantly obvious that it was the shots that had the dividing line. And I don't know, man. Do you think that they're going to pull that again? They keep pushing for it. I mean, the kid—they want the kids to have it. It's
well, yeah. I think this is they're going to be doing this for the next 7 years. We're 3 years into it, which feels like an eternity already, and now they're gonna keep on till they get what they want, and also they're gonna push the war maybe to destroy as much as they can, and then they're gonna rebuild it. It's a investment banker's big idea, you see. This is how they operate. So. We had one more thing. We have a Safeway store up here, a grocery store. They turned it into a vaccine center.
Right?
Oh,
man.
So, anyway, I'll let you go, sir.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call, thanks. James. Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, you got it.
Lynn in Maryland. Hello, Lynn.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you very much. This isn't the reason I'm calling, but since James just brought up the thing about the pharmacies, on 1A on NPR, I think it was Wednesday. It could have been Thursday, but I think it was Wednesday. It was Wednesday. They actually did one of their one-hour programs on pharmacists in chain pharmacies, and it actually people should listen to it if they can because... check your prescriptions when you get them because there's nobody overseeing that real well and they're overworking them. Actually, I was so thrilled to hear Rich say he called Capitol Hill. Don't think it doesn't make a difference. It does because you know what? You know who's not bought and sold down there? Are the staffers. The staffers aren't bought and sold yet. And when you read the history of Congress people and senators, many of them have worked as congressional aides. So, you know, these are the people, they're doing the work anyway. It's not your congressman or your senator that's doing the work. They're just a talking head. You know, the people doing the work are on the ground. And remember, today there are protests. There have been protests for weeks, pro-Palestinian, except for the pro-Israeli one. And actually, the other night I was on with, I called in to Jeremy's show, and I made a comment about the pro-Israeli protests on college campuses, and I said, I bet, I can't prove it, but I'm pretty sure that would be Turning Point USA. I happened to turn on AM radio and heard Charlie Kirk, and he was on with Brownback, and he actually brought up Israel and the Palestinians and said, and that's all just a lie. There's nothing happening there. And then went on to talk about Azerbaijan or whatever it's called, which is already done. You know, I mean, and people will believe that because they don't know the truth. So what I was actually going to say was there's a great book CQ Roll Call puts out, which is a congressional directory, and I get the alpha version because it includes everything, not just senators and congressmen and all their profiles and all of that, but all other agencies, the White House, the cabinet, and everybody's picture in history. And so I'll give I'll give the toll-free number for CQ Roll Call, 877-827-3321, 877-827-3321. I keep this and my Bible at my fingertips. And also, I would recommend, the more I read this book by James Bamford, Spy Fail, the more I'm like, look how much money these Jewish billionaires are putting into their stuff to deceive us and take us over. They've bought off Congress. You know, that's the only thing AIPAC and company gives money to. They don't do anything else. And now those poor Palestinians, they're just getting massacred. They're being genocided. And it's wrong. Yeah. And that's our money doing it, and we should not be doing it. So anybody who can call Capitol Hill and say not only no, hell no, and anybody else you can say it to in your local radio station, I would do it. You know, I mean, if I could walk well enough, I'd be at the march today. So thank you, Stephen. God bless you.
Thanks very much for calling in. Be right back after the break, folks.
Tennessee style.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
Appreciate you joining me today on RBN. It looks like things are ramping up with that this war too, y'all. I watched Nasrallah's speech there Friday, and he just said he was calling out the U.S. how we got beat away in 1983 in Lebanon. He says the grandchildren of the ones that beat you are now helping. Simon Rush mentioned that generational thing, how those generations that later that we have bombed and destroyed their culture, one day it's going to come back. It's going to blow back on us. I don't want that done in my name anymore, y'all. It really upsets me that it has been and is. And I guess if you listen to me, you know that I hate it. I was in a discussion with Luca about what on Facebook, about what causes all this. Most of it is manipulated, and with the bankers' wars, all wars are bankers' wars. It just infuriates me. And what they're doing to those people in Gaza, they'll do to us. This government does not have any regard for us. It's the people who pay them, just like Lynn was talking, the ones who are controlling them. That's whose interest they're looking out for. And their portfolio, of course. They get a heads up as to when it's time to dump the pharma stock and buy the Lockheed Martin. I saw Nancy Pelosi on. I mean, this hag is running for real. What? Oh, people. I don't know. Strange days. And the best thing I can say to do is to just, ride to win before it's gone. I like how Willem Velderhoff was talking yesterday. I've been trying to look inside of myself to change what I can change, because I can't fix all of that. I can't do anything about all of that overall. I can talk about it and rant about it and try to let y'all know you aren't alone out there. But the only thing I really can control is what I do and actions I take every day. And since I have paid more attention to that, I've done a lot better myself. So if everybody did that, it probably would make a difference, I guess. I don't know. This, I want to plug that video once again that Melissa and Aaron put out on Truth Stream Media called Fifth Generation Psy War. It was very profound, and that she was very inspirational to me, too, in regaining my health, learning her story. One other person, too, I wanted to mention along those lines, too. I don't know his name, but he was very, very bad shape and did yoga, man. Anyway, I hear the music coming up in the background. Thank y'all very much for joining me again. Remember that a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. Y'all be good to each other.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.